marijuana as medicine, and Wisconsin as a relative island of marijuana prohibition. Will weed be legalized for medicinal use in our state? Right now, there are two competing proposals in the Wisconsin legislature, but does either bill have any chance of making it to the governor's desk and being signed into law? And why is Wisconsin's debate over legal access to marijuana important? Our next guest is one of the lawmakers behind the Democrats' proposal to legalize medical marijuana, and we want to hear from you as well at 1-800-642-1234. What's the most important part of this ongoing debate and discussion about legalization for you? Is it the revenue, the jobs, the medicine, the effects of decriminalization? What's been missing from this conversation as you've heard it so far? Who's been missing from this conversation, for that matter? 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. Wisconsin Assemblymember Diane Hesselbein is a Democrat who represents District 79 in South Central Wisconsin, and I spoke to her earlier today about her medical marijuana bill. You have a proposal along with State Senator John Erpenbach for legalizing marijuana for medical use. What would your plan do?
My plan creates a regulated process that requires a recommendation from a treating physician with whom a patient with a debilitating condition has an established relationship. We have introduced medical cannabis legislation for years, and we're just hoping that it can really help the people in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, how does your legislation stand out from previous attempts at legalizing medical marijuana?
Well, we've had ones in the past. I know the Republicans just put one out last week. Their bill was very different than the one that Senator Erpenbach and I put out. The Republican bill adds a 10% tax, and Senator Erpenbach and I don't believe that people's medicine should be taxed. The Republican bill also doesn't allow people to legally grow small amounts of cannabis for their own medicinal use. And that really hurts our rural communities because they're going to be left out if they don't live near a dispensary. They have to travel for hours to get to one. And we've really listened to people in the state of Wisconsin that would like medical marijuana and grow their own plants safely. So our bill allows people to do that.
Is there concern about the potential for abuse or misuse of marijuana?
I don't believe so. You know, I think the state of Wisconsin is ready for marijuana, and I'll be very clear that I am in full support of Senator Agard's full legalization of marijuana. But if we can't get there yet with the Republican Party, this is a step in the right direction, and we really need to be helping those people who need it for medicinal purposes.
Yeah, State Representative Hesselbein, why is this important to you?
Well, I'm really fortunate. I am married to a veteran, and he has many friends and colleagues that have told me over the years that this legislation would help them with a lot of problems that they have that they sustained during combat and have current injuries. And to hear those stories and to hear stories of my friends and sometimes their adult children who have cancer and what legal cannabis could do to help them when they're facing such pain in their life, this just seems like a no-brainer to me.
So there is some bipartisan support in the legislature for some legalization. There are some strong polling numbers in terms of public support for it as well. And so if there is support for it, where is the holdup? Where is the pushback? Where are you finding the bumps in the road?
I've been really pleased looking at all the different polls in the state of Wisconsin throughout the years. Like in 2014, for legalizing marijuana, you know, only 41% were in favor. But in 2019, that jumped to 59% of people in the state of Wisconsin in the poll were in favor. And I'm hopeful we can finally get there. I really do think we possibly can. But, you know, I've looked at other things that people have voted on through the years. For example, fair and nonpartisan redistricting. And it seems like, you know, overwhelmingly people in the state of Wisconsin are for nonpartisan redistricting. However, Speaker Voss is not. So that's the linchpin that we have in the state of Wisconsin. If Speaker Voss doesn't like it, it doesn't move forward. And it's extremely unfortunate that one person has that much power in the state of Wisconsin.
I understand, at least from some media reports, that Speaker Voss has given some vocal support to medical marijuana.
In 2019, he mentioned that he would be in favor of looking at it.
Okay.
So if that was 2019. It's 2022. He has a few different proposals he can look at. And we're still in session. And it is really my hope that Speaker Voss takes a look at this legislation and decides to give it a hearing. Maybe even the Republican bill, too, on medical marijuana, give that a hearing and hear from the people of Wisconsin what they want to see done with this important issue.
So what would be the next procedural step for your proposal, State Representative Hesselbein?
Well, we turned the bill in, and we wait for a number, which the speaker will be giving it a number, and then we press him on getting it a public hearing. And I think that's when we can really hear from ordinary Wisconsinites that can come forward and let us know if there are changes that need to be made to the bill, what they want to see in the bill. But for the sake of the health of the people in the state of Wisconsin, we really have to get this moving.
What's the reality of being a so-called marijuana desert surrounded by some forms of legalization on most sides?
It is so unfortunate that everyone around us pretty much has legalized marijuana. And there's certainly, you know, a lot more that have medical marijuana. Wisconsin is missing the boat, and we're missing that tax revenue for full legalization as well. It's really disappointing and disheartening because a total of 37 states, the District of Columbia, Guam, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands have approved comprehensive, publicly available medical marijuana or cannabis programs. That's 37 states. They are putting people's health at the forefront, letting them get this important medical help that Wisconsin refuses to give.
Do you see any compromise between the proposal from you and State Senator Erpenbach along with the GOP bill?
Certainly my door is always open, and I'm happy to meet with Senator Falkowski at any time to talk about how maybe we can merge these two ideas into one bill that would help the state of Wisconsin.
State Representative Diane Hesselbein, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And that was our conversation from earlier today about her proposal, along with State Senator John Erpenbach, to legalize medical marijuana in the state. Now, we're going to hear from a state marijuana policy expert about how these partisan proposals in Wisconsin's legislature stack up against what other states either have on the books or already or are looking at in their own legislatures. And we want to hear from you at 1-800-642-1234 with the calls already coming in favor or opposed. This debate's gone on for a while, and yet there seems to be some changes in attitudes and opinions. So what do you think? Do you like the sound of Representative Hesselbein's plan? 1-800-642-1234. Let's bring into the conversation now Jax James. She's the state policy manager for the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, or NORML, where she stays on top of hundreds of marijuana-related policy proposals happening around the country, working with state lawmakers as well as advocates. Jax, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me.
So now a lot to work with in the conversation with State Representative Hesselbein. But first, to get your reaction on the two what appear to be competing proposals for legalizing medical marijuana in Wisconsin, one appears to have the support of Democrats and one of Republicans.
Well, I think that it's important to see this legislation being filed. You know, there's not a robust program for access in Wisconsin. And in fact, possession is still criminalized. So that could be putting patients in jail. So this is extremely important legislation. And I'm glad to see both parties are talking about it. And hopefully we can come to some common ground and do the most good for the most patients.
So the Democrats' version would create a medical cannabis registry under the state's Department of Health Services and let physicians prescribe it for certain patients. There's also a component for licensing folks that are part of the infrastructure, growers and sellers, but only for medical consumption. What's your take on this proposal, Jax?
Well, I mean, I think it's very targeted to help relieve the access need that many patients have. And so it's an important conversation to have. Like you mentioned, there are other legislation bills that have been authored that have to do with decriminalization, creating a regulated adult use market. And so I think while all of these are important conversations, we have to at least stop the medical discrimination and not allowing people have access to this plant.
Then the Republicans are looking for a regulatory commission that would fall under the revenue department. They'd allow primary care providers to prescribe it, but only in smokeless forms. Have you seen components like that move forward in other states?
Yes, you know, there are some states that have specifically banned the consumption of combusted cannabis flower, and others who have recently updated their laws to actually include and allow it. You know, combustion, a lot of the conversation has to do with, you know, exposing people to secondhand smoke. And there's some, you know, science behind those different components. And really what happens is some people need a very fast onset administration route. And if you're using oral or topical, that's going to be a slow onset. And inhaled cannabis, whether it be vaporized or combusted, is going to serve that best. And I think it's up to a doctor and a patient to decide which form of cannabis is best for the condition that they live with.
Jax James, State Policy Manager for Normal, and your calls as well at 1-800-642-1234, where Angela joins us in Baraboo this afternoon. Good afternoon, Angela.
Hi. I'm calling because I originally lived in California. The reason I'm calling is because I do believe that medical marijuana, I am in favor of it. I have seen it help people in the edible and the tincture form. I've seen people with cerebral palsy suddenly be able to move without the pain and just the palsy that comes with the disease. I've seen bipolar people suddenly be able to handle their mood swings, and they're not taking a drug that's going to have side effects like tardive dyskinesia. Also, I know that a lot of people will argue that, oh, if we approve it, it's going to be a gateway drug. The people that seek the type of high that comes from marijuana aren't generally people that are going to go to another drug. So I, again, don't feel that that's an issue. And again, recreationally, you know, that's a different argument. But medically, I have seen this work.
Angela, I appreciate that. I want to get a reaction here from Jax. And, you know, so anecdotally, Angela has seen where this has worked. So what's the pushback? Where is the, you know, Jax, where do you see the stoppage of medical marijuana in Wisconsin?
Well, you know, it can be confusing because it does make sense that this would be, you know, broadly embraced. But often we see legislators lag behind the public. So while there is, you know, overwhelming support up in the 80s, I want to say 88% of people from Wisconsin want to see a robust medical program, the legislators are lagging behind. And we see that both chambers are currently held by the Republicans with a Democratic governor. And so I think that there's going to be a lot of conversation about negotiating where this bill is going to go, because it can bring relief to a lot of people. As the caller mentioned, there's a lot of different medical uses for this plant. And the reason why is it addresses your endocannabinoid system, which has receptors in many of the different parts of your body. And so it works through that system to bring homeostasis to whatever issue you're having. And we are seeing a lot of people, especially with pain, when they have the option to use medical cannabis, they will stop or greatly decrease the amount of opioids that they're taking, which we know have damaging and harmful side effects.
We're talking with Jax James, State Policy Manager for Normal. We're looking at a couple of current proposals in the latest attempt to legalize marijuana here in Wisconsin. And we want to hear from you and what you think at 1-800-642-1234. Where do you stand on the national versus state legalization conversation? We've got a state Republican leader saying we should wait for the federal government to legalize it before taking any action at the state level. What's your reaction to that? 1-800-642-1234 to join us. Our conversation continues here on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Rob Ferret, and we continue our talk with Jax James, State Policy Manager for Normal, looking at a couple of proposals for legalizing marijuana here in Wisconsin and what's going on in this space around the country. Your calls are welcome at 1-800-642-1234, emails as well, ideas at WPR.org. And Jax, before we go back to the phones, we heard the state, our state representative, Diane Hesselbein, earlier talking about negative aspects of Wisconsin being an island when it comes to surrounding states and marijuana legalization. What's your take on what we're missing out on here in the Badger State?
Well, I mean, whenever you're wasting taxpayer funds on arresting, prosecuting, and perhaps even jailing people for possession of a plant that in other states some revenue is being made on in the adult use market, then you really have a backwards situation there. Additionally, you know, it's extremely important that this medical cannabis be available to patients. We see it in 37 other states. from very robust programs to the more limited ones. And I think that there's a way that it can be thoughtfully done for Wisconsin to make sure that it serves the patients there. And as far as, you know, the regulated adult use market, that's a conversation that definitely needs to be had, but it should not get in the way of patient access. And, you know, I wanted to also bring up taxation, which was something that the legislator mentioned. You know, patients do not pay taxes on other medications that they take. In fact, often you can take your amount of prescription, you know, spending, and you can deduct it on your tax form. So I don't think it's the right thing to make tax revenue off of, you know, patients, and rather we should focus any tax revenue through the adult regulated market.
With a complete prohibition of marijuana right now in Wisconsin, where does that stand in comparison to the other states across the country, Jax?
Well, you know, there are a few states, and most of them go through the legislative process to change their laws, who've not yet decriminalized. And in Wisconsin, you know, we do see that there is still the criminalization of it, but we do see at the local level that there have been some cities, about a dozen of them, that have chosen to take efforts to decriminalize it at their local level. So, you know, Wisconsin surprisingly is behind on the times when it comes to updating their laws regarding, you know, having this be a criminal, you know, misdemeanor instead of treating it like a civil penalty or just taxing and regulating the plant as an adult market.
Jax James, State Policy Manager for Normal, and your calls at 1-800-642-1234, where Brett in Milwaukee is standing by. Brett, good afternoon.
Hi, I was wondering if there's actually any research from other states about the use of cannabis and like legalization affecting alcohol usage at all. I think culturally, Wisconsinites, you know, kind of have a drinking problem. So I was wondering if legalizing a cannabis form would potentially be a less damaging form of a substance, where even in the worst case scenario, if someone's abusing cannabis, they're potentially not committing domestic abuse at home or getting in really dangerous car accidents. That's just my comment.
I appreciate the question, Brett, especially for Wisconsin. And Angela before argued against the idea that marijuana would be a gateway drug. And Brett is suggesting that with our alcohol consumption in Wisconsin, that marijuana might provide some relief or respite. Jax, what do you know about that?
Well, there's a lot of campaigns that discuss about how cannabis is safer than alcohol or tobacco in many ways. And so it is a safer alternative in that sense, whenever we're talking about choosing to put something inside of your body. But I think that it's extremely important to note that even whenever cannabis is legalized for a regulated adult use market, there is still, you know, rules against driving under the influence. And so that will never be acceptable to do. It's all about responsible use. And just like there are drunk driving laws, driving while intoxicated should not be tolerated because we have to watch out for each other on the roads.
Do you expect any movement towards legalization, decriminalization, even just for medical marijuana at the national level anytime soon, Jax?
You know, the president has made quite a few statements and some campaign promises regarding this. We haven't seen any action on it yet, but you will note that the Safe Banking Act was included in the Compete Act and is moving on through the legislative process. So we're hopeful that at least banking can be resolved. But hopefully the president will return to this important issue and do the right thing and deschedule it at the federal level so states can continue to deal with cannabis through decriminalization and regulated markets.
Got time for one more call, and that'll be Andrew in Green Bay this afternoon. Andrew, you're on with Jax James, the state policy manager for Normal.
Hi, thanks for having me.
What do you think?
So, yeah, I'm a organic farmer. I've been farming for 5 years, taking over my parents' farm here in Green Bay. And I just want to stress the absolute importance that farmers can play in this whole Wild West of not only the medical, but the recreational marijuana market. You know, we as organic farmers, especially see the food that we grow as medicine, and adding something like marijuana, not just CBD hemp, can be absolutely critical to it. And then not only that, looking at the hypocrisy of our Republican Congress people that always, at any chance, try and get behind farmers when they're presented with an opportunity to actually support us. You see what they do. They kick the can down the road and don't do anything about it.
Andrew, would you grow if you legally could?
Yeah, absolutely.
I appreciate that perspective, and we're short on time. Jax, James, we didn't even take a look at what it would do to our agrarian economy here in Wisconsin and the potential for farmers.
Well, I mean, definitely there's going to be a need for people who understand plants and how to grow things. And I think that it also tangentially brings up another important conversation. You know, the legislators' bill included home cultivation for 12 plants, you know, discussing how it can be difficult to perhaps get rural people in, but also people who maybe are lower income and cannot afford to purchase the medicine could grow their own. And so these are all extremely important attributes of a medical cannabis program, and you know, farmers play their role just like they do in the foods that we eat.
What are you looking for next, Jax?
In Wisconsin, you know, I think it's extremely important that we start with some compassionate use and stop the bleeding by decriminalizing cannabis. You know, I think this session will probably have a robust conversation about legalization, and I hope that we can see some advancement in those areas as well. So I think everyone should go to normal.org/act and make sure they participate in our action alerts in Wisconsin and also our federal action alerts to continue to push for descheduling at the federal level.
Jax, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you so much for inviting me. It was lovely.
Jax James, State Policy Director for Normal, talking about bipartisan proposals, or partisan proposals in the state legislature, rather, and the latest attempt to legalize marijuana in Wisconsin.